If the knowledge of a few individuals can only be acquired at such a price as the happiness of nations, it were better for the discoverers and the discovered that the South Sea had still remained unknown to Europe and its restless inhabitants.
The young explorer Georg Forster showed an unusual degree of foresight and self-reflection when he wrote these words in 1777, after his voyage to the South Pacific. For the discovery of previously unknown parts of the world by European seafarers often meant dramatic, often violent changes in the lives of the people who had long lived in those regions. Discovery was often followed by conquest, as European conquerors and colonists moved in to take possession of what the explorers had found, often threatening the very existence of indigenous peoples and cultures. The European expansion that began toward the end of the 15th century represented an epochal transformation of global proportions. It began a period of nearly 500 years of European dominance in the world. As the Industrial Revolution gathered steam, control over raw materials and sales markets gained an importance for the industrializing countries, culminating in the colonial subjugation of large parts of Africa, Asia, and Oceania in the 19th century. This political and economic dominance was accompanied by an intellectual cataloguing and taking possession of the globe. The newly discovered areas were opened up and surveyed, the inhabitants studied and examined. A visible consequence of this intellectual acquisitiveness was a tsunami of travel descriptions, expedition reports, and scientific manuscripts. The scientific, rational view of the world that emerged from the European Enlightenment created the foundation for the rapid growth of scientific knowledge in the 19th century. New and independent scientific disciplines, such as anthropology, developed as a result.
The hour of the first anthropological museums had struck. They considered their mission to be the collection and preservation of foreign cultural artifacts, which were threatened with extinction by the pressure of European colonization. "To save what can be saved," was the motto of the Victorian-era collectors. Explorers, private collectors, and soon professional dealers supplied the material for the collections of the newly founded museums. The following two rooms are dedicated to Wilhelm Joost and Max von Oppenheim, whose collections are of great importance to this museum. Follow Joost's voyages around the globe on the large maps in the left-hand room, and discover some of the items he brought back with him in the many packing crates. In the room on the right, take a look inside the apartments in Berlin and Cairo of Max von Oppenheim, a prominent collector, archaeologist, and researcher into the traditions and cultures of the Bedouin peoples. Both men, Joost and Oppenheim, are representative of an era without which today's anthropological museums would be very different.